Well, education is a broad subject, and we want to take into account especially the aspect of how can we learn to learn, not being just mechanical, repetitive beings of what we have been taught. And the question, how can we learn to learn, or we could even say, how can we learn to evolve? Because it's all about evolution in development of human beings, of other beings. There is evolution on all levels of being, not only physical, which is often neglected. So how can we learn to de-evolve, to become more and more true to our own inner being, which is rather hidden often? And a sub-question of this question is, of course, how can we learn to think in order to evolve in such a desired direction? Thinking is not just a process of informing us, because I think there was never a world or a time in which so many people had so many informations about so many things, and at the same time had so little thoughts. Now, let's start in the development of Rudolf Steiner's that led him to become really the inventor, if you like, of a new contemporary art of education. I say art of education with consciousness because it should become an art. The human nature to be educated. No one can educate a human nature, I think, who is not clear that the human nature is fourfold: physical, etheric, astral, and the ego. So the educator has to be conscious that he is standing or in front of a compound being, and with its own laws. For example, the physical body develops within 7 years. In fact, after 7 years, nobody of us has the same physical material particles in his body than before. It changes all the time. After 7 years, you are a new physical entity, so to speak. And this is important for education. The child comes into and wants to develop the physical body in the best possible way. Now, when the child is between birth and 7 years old, it has an innate belief that the world is good. The world it is born in is good, is a good world. Therefore, it has the innate drive to imitate whatever it encounters. It's all good. And it wants to imitate the world or the deeds or the acts of the persons around him. That, of course, can show us that we have a tremendous responsibility to surround the child with the right deeds and acts and even thoughts. Even thoughts can be picked up inwardly, imitated. Speech, of course. Imitation is the key for the first 7 years period of every child.